Israel is struggling to rebuild relations with a number of its allies, not just the United States. Britain today announced the expulsion of an Israeli diplomat after concluding that Israeli agents cloned British passports for use in an assassination plot. Israel says it won't retaliate, but it's none too happy about today's turn of events. The world's Laura Lynch reports.
After an intensive investigation by Britain's Serious and Organized Crime Agency, or SOCA, the Foreign Secretary David Miliband told the House of Commons the result. Israel almost certainly broke British law.
Given that this was a very sophisticated operation in which high-quality forgeries were made, the government judges it is highly likely that the forgeries were made by a state intelligence service. Taking this, together with other inquiries and the link to Israel established by SOCA, we have concluded that there are compelling reasons to believe that Israel was responsible for the misuse of the British passports.
The misuse was uncovered in February. That's when police in Dubai accused agents for Israel's Mossad intelligence service of murdering a Hamas leader. 27 people have been implicated in the plot. 12 of them were carrying British passports, all forged, all carrying the names of British citizens who are all living in Israel. Miliband calls the incident unacceptable.
The government takes this matter extremely seriously. Such misuse of British passports is intolerable. It presents a hazard for the safety of British nationals in the region. It also represents a profound disregard for the sovereignty of the United Kingdom. The fact that this was done by a country which is a friend with significant diplomatic, cultural, business and personal ties to the UK only adds insult to injury.
And so Britain is retaliating in time-worn diplomatic tradition. It's expelling a diplomat, almost certainly the senior Mossad agent working out of London. It's been done before, most recently by Margaret Thatcher in another diplomatic dust-up. There was no long-lasting damage to British-Israeli relations then, and there probably won't be any this time either. Still, Aryeh Eldad of the small right-wing National Union Party in Israel condemns Britain's move.
England is very famous for keeping the tradition, and in this case, the tradition of hypocrisy. It's an ugly, hypocritical phenomena to intervene in what they accept as Israel war against terror. Nobody nominate them as the judges in our war against terror. That's why Israel should retaliate by sending home the military attaché of the British Embassy in Israel.
But the Israeli government, facing fallout on several diplomatic fronts, appears anxious to keep this incident from escalating. Ambassador Ron Prosser offered Israel's official and very muted response.
The relationship between Israel and the United Kingdom is of mutual importance. Hence, we are disappointed by the British government's decision, and it is our clear intention to strengthen the firm foundation of our relationship, which is both vital and beneficiary to both our countries.
Israel's cautious reaction may well be motivated by its knowledge that other European countries are investigating the forgeries of their citizens' passports. More expulsions may soon follow. As for Britain, it's asked Israel to promise not to do this again. But any fresh assurances may sound hollow, since Israel made the same promise back in 1987 in the wake of another incident. Some may wonder whether other countries engage in the same practice as Israel. When Foreign Secretary David Miliband was asked whether British spies forge foreign passports, he refused to discuss intelligence practices. But he did say this.
We are determined and we do meet our legal and ethical obligations, and we are extremely careful in the way that we work with our friends and allies.
In this case, it seems Mossad agents weren't careful. Their secret practices have become painfully public. This doesn't help Israel's efforts to burnish its image on the world stage. Perhaps the most stinging and lasting legacy from this tussle comes in the form of the new advice Britain is giving to its citizens traveling to Israel. We recommend, it states, that you only hand your passport over to third parties, including Israeli officials, when absolutely necessary. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.